Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I have a Miss Mignotta Mitchell. First name is M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, Y-A-T-A. Last name Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Best phone number, 678-367-9216.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and send Miss Mitchell over.
Miss Mitchell, I'll take you from here. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good to hear. And then just to re-verify, I have your phone number down as 678-367-9216.
That's correct.
Okay, and is this a cell phone or a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I've lost you.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay, now you're back. Okay.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I do.
You have an attorney already?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm sorry. No.
Okay. And
well, I was thinking the other guy I talked to was my attorney. That was me. Okay.
No. Did you ever sign any documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
It's for myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was the brain. I had a tumor. Mm-hmm. I had ended up with a tumor in my brain.
Okay. And they diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What day did they diagnose you with the meningioma of the brain?
Let me see the day. I'm trying to think. The day I was diagnosed. Oh, January. It was January 24th of 2021.
Okay. And what
it's
is your
date?
Yeah, it's going to be it's coming on the anniversary, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 9/13/1979.
Okay, thank you. Do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo Provera or no?
Not right offhand. I don't. I know it was a lot of us, you know,
yeah.
growing up. We had used it, and some people been affected, and then they don't even know until I had actually, you know, read up on it, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, that had really happened to me. But
yeah.
I was just thinking it was like the luck of the draw. I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah, that it actually caused these things. Yeah.
You know.
And did you use
the now name? I have a fiance.
Uh-huh.
I have a fiance. I want to have kids, you know. And then,
yeah.
No.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah, as far as I know. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera, or the generic?
See, that I wouldn't know because back then I didn't really like look into that. I just went into the office. Got my shot every 3 months and
did they
just
call
carried
it,
on with my life.
Do you recall if, to the best of your memory, did they call it Depo Provera or Depo SubQ Provera, or did they call it the generic version?
So far, I know Depo-Provera.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before your diagnosis?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because let me see, I started like 2018 and then I ended up stopping it because I was, girl, like bleeding all the time. I had lost my hair, I was getting headache. So I stopped like around probably 2021. So that was like 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And anywhere, did you use Depo-Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Oh, definitely, because that was 2018 to 2021.
And I know you mentioned that you started using Depo-Provera in 2018. Do you recall roughly what month you started using Depo-Provera in 2018?
It was November because it was right around Thanksgiving, and that, you know, like when you first start using it, you do like bleed, you know, constantly until it get in your system, and then it usually, you know, stop, like totally stop. It like it'll totally stop or it'll totally not stop. My issue, it didn't never stop. So.
I'll add that to the notes. And then when did you stop using Depo-Provera? I know you mentioned in 2021. Do you recall roughly what month it was that you stopped using Depo?
It was January. It was like January of 2021, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then for HIPAA compliance purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Monyata. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And I have your last name spelled Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
It's 367-86-6869.
Thank you. So I have 367-86-6869. Okay, and I have an email address here for you, your first name dot last name at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 2017 Bradford Street, apartment 6, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49505.
Apartment 6.
Yes,
Okay. And so it's 2017 Bradford Street. It's pulling up Bradford
North.
Street Northeast.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Bradford Street Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49505, apartment 6.
That's correct.
Okay, great, thank you. And then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, by yourself, or by medical staff?
It was between my doctor and, you know, the other nurses and stuff.
Yeah, okay. And how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera?
Well, I started in November, so they did it, you know, every 3 months, every 90 days, I would have to go in and get a shot. It started in November, and then I stopped, you know, January of 2021.
Okay. So you started November of 2018, right?
Yeah.
So
So
then,
let's do the calculation.
let's see. So
It
18,
was every
so
3 months I got a shot.
Sorry. So from 19 to 2021, that's 2 years. Every 3 months, that would be 4 times each year. So that's already 8 times there, plus the one time in 2018. So is 9 times a good estimate, or do you recall getting injected more than 9 times?
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Okay, 9 times. And then what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
That would be Christina Holmes, my general doctor
Okay.
on Lafayette. Yeah.
Is it Dr. Christina with a K or with a C?
It's with a C.
Okay. And what is her last name?
Holmes with an H, yeah.
Holmes on Lafayette. And what city was she in?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay. Was she on Leffingwell Way Avenue? Leffingwell Avenue?
Lafayette,
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Lafayette, that's the name. Everybody messed that name.
Okay. See, and were you seeing her at a hospital, at a medical facility?
Yeah, well, she had it was a medical facility.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to find the address. Was it let's see, I
Oh, I
think
got it.
address
Let me
you,
see, because
perfect.
the other guy had just asked me about it, and we ended up looking it up. It was three. I wrote it down. 350 Lafayette Avenue, Southeast, Grand Rapids, 495-03.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for verifying that. Okay. 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 And that's River Valley Orthopedics, where you saw her out of.
You said yes.
Okay. Okay, that was the name of the facility.
Yes, it was River Valley Orthopedic. That's
River
right.
Valley. Okay. And then was Dr. Christina Holmes your prescribing doctor as well?
She's the
Okay.
one to write my injection. Yep,
Okay.
that's true.
Thank you. Let me just copy this down. Okay. And what was the name of the pharmacy where you were prescribed the Depo-Provera?
That would have to be Rite Aid, I believe.
Okay. Rite Aid. What Rite Aid would you go to? Do you recall which street it was on?
It was on Wealthy Street. Let me see. I think something.
I see
Was
one
it
on.
that Rite Aid? It might have been another one. What's the other street name?
In Grand Rapids, right? Let's see.
Because it was a couple of them.
Okay, there's one, Wealthy Street. There was Burton Street. There's Lake Michigan, Division Ave.
Oh, you know what? It was the CVS right up here. That's why I used to get them by my mom's house. It was the CVS right up here on Leonard. It's either Leonard or Fuller Street, whichever one of them was. That's
Yep.
where the pharmacy was.
Okay. Yep, I see a CVS on Fuller Ave.
Yep, that's the one.
Thank you. Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did you have a CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was, what's that, where it seemed like you going like through a tunnel? That was one of them. It was blood. Oh, they did blood tests, you know.
Okay. Do you recall if it was a CT scan or MRI, or did you have both? Because I believe both you go through a tunnel.
Oh, it was the MRI. That's the name. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
I'm trying to think what doctor it was. What's her name? Melanie. Her name was, I think it was Melanie Taylor.
Okay. And where did Dr. Melanie Taylor practice out of? Was it a hospital or a medical?
It was a hospital. Okay. It was Trinity Health. It was Trinity Health Hospital.
Okay.
I believe. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I see a Dr. Melanie Taylor with Trinity Health Grand Rapids Hospital. Was that where you were?
Yep, that's it. I'm trying to remember all these different doctors, all these different names.
Yeah, there's quite a few. You're doing great. Okay,
let me just
copy that down. And then, let's see. Okay. And did you see her? Was she on Cherry Street or Jefferson Ave? Do you recall?
She was on Jefferson.
Jefferson? Okay.
Yeah. Because it was around the corner from my Dr. Holmes, I remember.
Okay. And what was her specialty?
She was a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Thank you. And before your diagnosis of the meningioma, had you ever been diagnosed with cancer?
No, not at all.
Thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
It was radiation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And after the surgery, the craniotomy surgery, that's when I had to do the radiation for probably almost 2 months, maybe.
Okay. And you had mentioned you had a surgery. Was it a craniotomy?
That's the day. I've always been that day, but
that's craniotomy. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was Dr. Melanie Taylor your treating doctor as well, or did you have another doctor who treated you?
Well, it was a different radiation doctor.
Okay. What was the name of the radiation doctor? Do you recall?
Kevin Brader. His name was Kevin Brader.
Kevin Brader. And Dr. Kevin Brader, was he with Trinity Health as well?
He was the doctor after I had the surgery, and then they after I had the surgery, it was like 1 month. I had to wait 1 month after the surgery, mm-hmm. and then after that, they did for like eight. It was, I would say, 2 months, mm-hmm. close to 2 months.
Okay, and you saw him for close to 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
And did you see him on Cascade Road, Washington Ave, or in the same Jefferson as well?
It was part of the hospital.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was on Jefferson?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then did Dr. Melanie Taylor do the surgery for the craniotomy, or that was Dr. Kevin Brader?
She did the surgery.
Okay. Okay, so I'll put both down.
That's who diagnosed me.
She diagnosed me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Well, I had to get admitted, you know, to the hospital.
Okay.
You know, because of the tumor. Of the tumor and stuff.
Because of the meningioma?
But, I was only there maybe, like, probably a little over a week.
Okay. Do you recall, keep going.
Okay. I was done.
Okay, you were in the hospital for a little over a week?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you recall what month that was in? The dates that you were in the hospital for your meningioma?
It was the end of January of that 2021.
Okay. Because
when they diagnosed me, probably was like the day before, and then I ended up getting admitted like probably that next day or two, something like that.
Okay. Let's see. And then you were diagnosed the 24th. So is it a good estimate to put that you were hospitalized maybe the 26th or the 27th?
Probably more likely like the 25th, because it happened so fast.
Okay, of 2021. Okay, and do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes. I had already, when I had applied for this, when I had seen the application, I had started reaching out to them and telling them everything's supposed to be getting sent out pretty soon. So
okay, perfect. So you had reached out to the hospital and requested medical records already?
Yep, I did. Because I figured you guys were going to ask for that stuff anyway. Yeah.
Great, thank you. And then last question, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Let me see who answers their phone these days.
Yeah.
Okay, I got somebody that always answers their phone. Mm-hmm. One of my friends.
Okay.
Demetrius Washington.
Okay. And what is their number?
And her number is 706-773-0456.
Thank you. 706-773-0456.
Right.
Okay, then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over some documents. So I have your first name spelled Monyata. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
I have your last name spelled Mitchell. Is that correct?
It is. Uh-huh.
And I have your date of birth as 09/13/1979.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain January 24th of 2021.
That is correct.
Okay. And you do not have an attorney assisting you in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I do not.
Okay, and then I have that you used Depo Provera starting November of 2018, and you stopped in January of 2021.
That is correct, yep.
And then you used the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and I have your social as 367-866-8669.
That's correct. I have a question.
Yeah.
You said contraceptive. Is that the same thing where they gave me a shot in my hip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Depo Provera was a shot in your hip. A contraceptive is birth control. Right?
Oh, okay. You had to me off. You said, I just want to make sure all my information correct. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I have your address as 2017 Bradford Street Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, apartment 6. Zip code is 49505.
Yes, that's correct. He finally texted me back. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. That was my
finally texted me back. Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I did that for my taxes before.
So I'm going to send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. And then you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Massport Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me just populate the documents. The apartment number didn't populate, so let me put it in. It's apartment 6, right?
Yeah, but they don't really go by that. You know, they have, like, everybody got their own number. Uh-huh. I think that just goes probably for their mail, for the mailbox. And stuff
okay.
Like that.
Okay. Does it matter if the apartment 6 is there or not really?
Nope. You could just go straight through.
Okay.
2017.
Okay. 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 Okay, I'm going to send that over now. Let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or anything is misspelled.
Okay, let's see. Okay, review document. I got
yep.
it.
Okay, and then you might have to press yes.
Yes. Okay. Allow. This site can ask for your permission. Cancel. Okay, let's see. Continue. Please sign. Right.
Do you see that little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
I agree.
Perfect.
So you do that first?
Yep,
okay.
Hit that box and then press next, or you should see a start button.
Yeah, I do. I see everything popped up. So keep scrolling to the bottom.
Yeah, it should. If you press start, it should direct you to your first signature field.
I got it.
Perfect.
I got it, hon. It's moving for me. It's moving for me. Okay, adopt, middle initials. I got to change that because it's only one M.
Yeah.
Is
something
okay.
misspelled?
It had two M's
for
my middle initial.
Got it. Okay.
So I corrected
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you. And then
everything is done. Okay.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and open it and make sure it translated. Okay. Yep, I have that right here. So you're all set to go for today. You'll receive a second email with the completed documents that you can save for saving your email or print out, whichever is easier. But you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm.
Okay.
They'll be calling, it's Ben Martin. They'll be calling just to start their case verification and verify that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as you can, okay?
Okay, I'll have to make sure I'm checking on my phone because a lot of times, a lot of bill collectors, you know,
yeah.
I'll be dodging people, but I'll make sure. I'll make sure.
Perfect. And it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm so sorry you had to go through all of this because of the Depo Provera shot.
I know. I'm just glad I'm able to, you know, be able to fight it and all this pain
absolutely.
I've been going through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Of course, you have a great rest of your day.
You too, hon. I got to get to my kids now.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.